Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and at this time we're going to take a break for a couple of sessions and focus in on the holiday season, doing a couple of Bible studies for Thanksgiving. In this session, on this day before Thanksgiving, we want to look at Luke chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. Where are the nine? Let's read that passage, Luke chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And then he entered a certain village. There, as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off, and they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And so when he saw them, he said to them, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And so it was as they went that they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the nine? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Arise, go your way, your faith has made you well." My memories of Thanksgiving were some of joy and some of sadness. My mom baking a turkey, going to my grandmother's, getting pumpkin pie, waking up to a smoke-filled house. The furnace was blocked, and the pet birds were dead. Dinner at my sister's house, learning of my cousin's house had burned down that morning. A fellowship of over 30 Christian friends at a home in Miami. The Macy's parade in the morning, and football games in the afternoon. You know, it was usually somebody beating the Lions or getting beat by the Cowboys. And it looks like that's what it may be again this year. Someone beating the Lions and someone getting beat by the Cowboys. All my memories of Thanksgiving have one thing in common. There was an expression of thanks given each time. Sometimes silent, sometimes aloud. And maybe not even with understanding, but we always stopped to pray or say grace. It makes me think about the 10 lepers in Luke's narrative. Let's look at them for a moment. Maybe we'll see something we know there. The first thing we see about these lepers is in verse 12. There met him 10 men, but it also says, who stood afar off. Those lepers understood the social aspect of their condition. They approached Jesus, but knew their disease. They were outcasts. These men were ceremonially defiled and forced to live outside the village. They were legally required to stand at a distance from the rest of the people. And so their only way of communicating with Jesus was by shouting. In our own spiritual leprosy, how do we approach Jesus? We do it in the humbleness of our sin state, with a keen awareness of what he did for us. What's interesting here is that they asked for mercy, not healing. They probably wanted healing, but they asked for Christ's compassion. Verse 13, they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Jesus' response is interesting as well. In verse 14, when he saw them, he said to them, "Go show yourselves to the priests." He didn't tell them they were healed. He didn't even tell them they would be healed. Instead, Jesus gave those 10 lepers a command. Was it a test of obedience? He bestows favor His way, not our way. Through His methods, not ours. It's about faith. Will you be obedient to the Lord without seeing the results first? Verse 14 also says that they were cleansed. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. The healing was sudden and immediately visible, but it occurred only after they obeyed His command. Let's focus in here. 10 were healed, but only one returned. Verse 15. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God. One saw he was healed. One realized how he was healed. One turned back to give glory that he was healed. The other 9 just continued on their way. The other 9 may have acknowledged their healing, but only the one came back and glorified God, and fell before Jesus, giving Him thanks openly and loudly. They openly asked for mercy. They should also openly give thanks. Do we sometimes ask for God's mercy or blessing and then remain quiet about His response? God is to be glorified in praise and thanksgiving. We don't know for sure if they even went to the priests. They may have received healing and just resumed their life, never glorifying God. This happens. If a person gets into a situation, prays, gets delivered from the problem, and moves on, forgetting what happened. Many unfulfilled promises are made to God in a crisis. What was the difference between the 1 and the 9? 9 went in obedience and were healed. 1 recognized who his healer was. Being Jews, maybe the 9 were not as overwhelmed as the Samaritan. He was a double outcast, a leper and a half-breed Jew. Many want the fire insurance against hell that Jesus offers, but not many want a personal relationship with the provider. Many look in various places for salvation, in humanism, cults, occults, New Age, but only a few look to Jesus. Many want religion on their terms, not God's. They want eternal life, but not a changed life. I like it when people are grateful. So I figure that others must also. The Bible tells us to thank God. Jesus commended the Samaritan for expressing gratitude. George Washington once said, "It is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor." The appropriate response to God's blessing is an expression of gratitude. How is that gratitude expressed? Well, our text reveals 3 steps in expressing gratitude. First, gratitude is expressed by recognizing a blessing. The first part of verse 15, "And one of them, when he saw he was healed, returned." The Samaritan saw he was healed. Sometimes blessings are overlooked. Listen. Think of a way you have been recently blessed. And express that tomorrow on Thanksgiving. Second, gratitude is expressed by acknowledging God's work. Look at the second part of verse 15. "And with a loud voice glorified God." Many times, blessings are attributed to luck, to coincidence, or work, rather than God's power. Let me encourage you to see God's hand in the blessing and thank Him. Thank Him tomorrow when you gather with family and friends for Thanksgiving, for a Thanksgiving meal. And then third, gratitude is expressed by thanking the giver. Verse 16, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. The Samaritan thanked Jesus. God uses people to work his blessings. Listen, consider who God used and show gratefulness for what they did, especially to you. Do that tomorrow when you gather for Thanksgiving, when you eat together with family and friends. Recognize the blessing. Acknowledge God's work. Thank the giver. And don't let gratefulness be only seasonal. Find ways to put these steps into practice. Commit to being a grateful Christian, grateful for each of God's blessings. Happy Thanksgiving, and you have a great day.